reach the island. Welcome to the show. My name's Dave, aka Serious Jizzness, and this is a Fistful of Podcasts from FistfulOfPodcasts.com. Back for another great week. Let me introduce you, as usual, to my co-host, all the way from Reno Sparks area. And up first, we have one Mr. Andrew Bergevin.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Pink Droid. This is our podcast where we play the songs of Pink Floyd next to Star Wars movies and see if anything matches up. And so far, no, nothing has.
Well, I imagine it would be fairly quick, right? Because there's only so many movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, so but you have to take every song to every movie.
It's not the song, it's the whole album, right?
Yes, that's a Wizard of Oz thing anyway.
So it's the one album plus the seven movies. You're looking at what, like 9 hours tops?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, but they're making more.
Who, Pink Floyd?
Movies.
Oh. Yeah, Pink Floyd's making a Star Wars album. That's supposed to sync up perfectly.
Well, it's called Space Jazz.
Yeah. Also, there next to Andy, we have one Mr. Adam J. Hubbard Esquire.
I'm producing Space Jazz.
The progenitor of Space Jazz.
I'm producing Space Jizz.
Ew. Let's get down to jizzness.
Careful, because Adam has predator natural hearing. There's a reference to before we started recording.
That's
in studio.
Right?
Yeah, that's a thing. In studio, of course, we got Trung over there on the couch.
I suck at use your word.
Yeah.
At what?
That use
the
your word.
David's been streaming and you hate him.
Yeah, he said, hey guys, let's play this game. And then he never told us when he was playing.
I just figured that you guys would never want to show up because every time I ask you beforehand, you're like, well, I'll try. And then it's like radio silence. Also in studio, Chris is over on the couch.
But why?
Yes. So I guess let's talk about Use Your Words first. Not a very good game. I was kind of let down by it.
You were all on board with it earlier this week.
Well, David's been streaming it every day this week, and it seems like he has a lot of... He started off the week, he was like, oh boy, what fun to not play with Andy. And then further on down the week, he was like, this is less fun, but I still won't play with Andy. And then now it's just...
You know what Andy likes? Not having fun. He should get in on this.
What do you want a carrier owl to deliver you an enchanted message?
I'm there for the streams. I'm like, hey guys, I'm here. And David has the option after every game of saying, okay, clear it all out. New players. Instead, he goes, nah, same guys.
But here's the thing. You can't do that. Like, I would have to stop the stream and restart it because I tried that and...
We did it yesterday, yeah, and every rando...
Yeah, every time you restart, those randos are fucking fast, man. Like, apparently I barely got in.
Chomping
like,
at the bit for Use Your Words.
I restarted the game, and Krista and Trung and I are in the same room 15 seconds in the future comparatively to everybody else because of the stream delay. And these two couldn't even get in!
And then RJ didn't get in, so it was just David with five other weird people...
Yeah, I couldn't, like, every time you try and restart it, like, these people jump on it like a pack of ravenous dogs.
And they put, like, random letters.
There's just thousands of kids, like, just constantly hitting refresh on joining these streams.
Yeah, it must be, because, like, I don't know, and it's always the same, like, bullshit answers. Like, it's just, every kid's name is, like, some, like, they have to, like, smash their hand on the keyboard really quickly to make a username. And then as soon as they get in, it's, like, all the answers are, like, in the butt, or check out this butt, or I have a butt plug in my butt, or it's falling out of my butt. Like, it's just, like, the laziest, like, and that game is already, like, pretty lazy.
That's why you need one of those Jackbox packs.
Those are expensive, and I already made the commitment to, to this.
I already made the I can't cheat on Use Your Words.
Yeah, I made a commitment to a lesser game.
No, I mean financially I'm committed until more money frees itself.
I'm invested. You gotta wait for those stocks to pay themselves off.
Yeah, if my Use Your Words dividend pay off at the end of this fiscal quarter, who knows what, you know, what'll happen.
Have you seen the game at all, Adam?
A little bit.
It's basically Quiplash.
Kind of. But, like, here's my problem with it. Like, the point of it is, a game like that is to have, like, a normal situation that you answer funny answers to. But the person who made it, like, made all the answers and photos and everything that you look at super zany. So it makes it five times harder to...
And here's my problem is that there's an option in Quiplash or any of those Jackbox games, like in Use Your Words, where it's like, I can't think of anything funny, do something for me. Except the Use Your Words one, it's actually funny. Or at least somewhat relevant. If you do that in Quiplash, it's like, I don't know, Marissa Tomei.
That's the thing. Like this, the guy who I'm calling him the guy because I'm pretty sure it's just one man made this game. But like when he was making this game, he's like, "Oh, I'll make some zany questions." Like completely, like in comedy, you need a straight man. You can't be two zany guys like being zany with each other. Somebody has to react to the other person.
Yeah, it just becomes nonsensical chaos.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like when and since everybody on all the randos are like practically brain dead, all the house answers are like light years ahead of them, like clever wise. And so
always picking house answers.
Yeah,
and that's the thing, because like it'll you know, something, the zany question will pop up. It's like, oh, you know, my grandmother said this on her birthday, and it'll be like, oh, my pussy hurts, or some stupid, like it'll be six of those type answers, and then like a really clever, well thought out one.
I want to try this game.
We'll play it later, I'm sure. But here's the thing. I have to send you guys the room code before I start streaming, or else you guys will never get in.
Right.
Well, especially on a weekend, people are just on Twitch to either watch or screw up a stream.
Yeah, we'll play it like 10 in the morning on a Wednesday. No kids are available then.
Yeah, they're all... it's just like the dudes who stay home like in their mom's basement, like, oh, let's see what's on the Twitch box.
No. Oh, that girl's streaming StarCraft and it's a girl. Hey, I'll give you $10. Show me your pussy. No, you didn't? Right, I'm going to SWAT you.
SWAT?
You've never heard of that?
No.
No.
If you're a popular team. Twitch streamer, people have taken to calling SWAT teams in your area and saying that you're being held hostage.
Well, let me ask you this. Like, when that started happening, how did they know where to go to find these people?
Because these people have all of their information online, like addresses and shit, and they're dumb.
Oh, yeah. I guess they're stupid.
Yeah, it's people not being careful enough.
I guess. That's a dick move. Like, if... Now, I have not, you know, I've just seen, like, a couple of the videos where, like, the SWAT guy busts in, and, like, the guy who's, like, chest is covered in Cheeto dust has to get down on the ground. They're like, hey, oh, it's a video gamer. God damn you, kids. Like, do the kids who call ever get in trouble?
Some of them have, and there's steep fines, or if they're over 18, which a surprising number of them are, they get to go to jail.
Yay!
I think that there should, like, since Trump's making all these new laws, I think he should put a new law in the books where if you call SWAT on a streamer, they get to shoot you once in the ass, no further back than 20 feet with one of those beanbag guns.
Not like a taser or something?
No, because you want, like, a taser, you're like, ow, that hurt, and then it's gone. Like,
really?
I want
Is
them-
that all people say when they get hit by tasers?
Ow, that hurts!
Well, yeah, but, like, here's the thing. Once they pull those spikes out of you, you're like, oh, that's a memory that lasts a lifetime. I want them, every time they sit on the toilet, every time they go out to eat, I want them to remember what they did with that giant purple bruise on their ass that will stay there for weeks.
Well, and it's... It's and we've ranted about this before, but that's part of that prank culture. Like, pranked you. Like, that guy kicked down my door and shot my dog, you fuck.
I don't think that's... I mean, I wouldn't put this in the same category. This is, like, just the vindictive anonymous of the internet.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, you can't... Even people who aren't, like, going out of their way to be, like, overtly malicious to you online, they're so, like... Their stupidity is such a detriment that they might as well be working against you, like, purposefully.
Yeah.
Like, anytime you stream a game and when we were playing Use Your Words, hundreds of these little kids, I assume they're little kids, are like, oh, let me play. I want to get in there. Let me play. And I'm like, fuck you. Like, go find somebody else. Like, I'm not the only one playing this game, am I?
Really? The chat room was just that all the time?
Yeah, it was like four or five people especially kept coming back every time. I want to play.
I got next. And then they'll dip out and go to somewhere else and then come back almost immediately and be like, are you guys done yet? And I'm like, fuck you, man.
I got next. Like, they're putting their quarters up on the machine.
Yeah. Like, Twitch should make an emoji that's a quarter. So you put it on your stream. You're like, I got next, bro.
Well, David, if you were a popular enough streamer, you can make your own.
I don't think that's ever going to happen.
Super popular. You're going to be the Use Your Words guy.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Like, I'm not even sure if we've reached double digits yet.
Well, it starts with Use Your Words, and then you move on to Jackbox stuff, and then who knows?
And then you do, like, some cam shows privately.
Yeah, some topless stuff. Very tasteful.
There were, like, 16 people in the stream the other day.
Yeah, I mean, we were nailing it.
Woo!
But that's the thing. Like, I saw that game online, and I was like, oh, that'll be fun to play. And it turns out, unless, like, you really prepare and plan, it is not. Like, imagine going and eating dinner with, okay, so there's a table of people, and at this this table is you and six other people, and that's the craziest person. It's the craziest person from every six, like the six families, and you. And that's how you're playing this game.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, we've been to the place where people shout like 2-year-olds. It's every time I go out to dinner.
Well, I guess maybe yeah, it is the same.
Hey guys, do you want any more sushi? I don't know. Pussy blood.
In so many words, yes.
You're playing your words IRL.
Yeah, kind of.
That's crazy.
Hey, maybe we shouldn't swear in the restaurant. Ugh.
God.
And I guess it is kind of like that because, like, the questions are essentially the menu items. And then so, like, you look at it and you ask a stupid question of your server and then swear a whole bunch.
Oh, crap.
Here, let me say fuck 15 times. Fuck, fuckity, fuck, 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 fuck. Oh, you're here to take my order? I haven't looked at the menu. Fuck.
Fuck. Shit.
Like, can you tone it down just a bit? you've wounded me.
Andy, last time I checked, this is a free country, and if you don't like it, you can GTFO.
I did. I left. We are now broadcasting from deep in Iraq.
In Iraq, I would have gone to I would have gone to like Puerto Rico or something.
Mm-hmm. No, that's still part of the United States technically.
Costa Rica.
I mean, I did question Andy's decision at first, but you know, he owns all the equipment.
Yeah, I mean, even if you aren't gonna like, okay, so let's say like U.S. territories are out of the running, Iraq would still be pretty far down the list.
No, Saddam Hussein invited me. He's still alive.
How is that possible?
they only got one of his 2,000 body doubles.
I bet it was probably one of his body doubles that are all living in that mansion.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So,
you think there's just a whole bunch of like out of work doubles in that country right now?
Probably.
Oh. Yeah, like 10% of Iraq's population are Saddam Hussein doubles.
They're just on the corner with their cardboard signs.
Yeah, like when I was on my riding my Harley and like you'd see another bike and you throw them the high sign. I imagine there's just tons of Saddam Husseins like giving each other like the hey what's up bro or whatever. Maybe they have like a secret
dictator for food.
No, yeah. We'll live opulently and then die violently for food.
You go to the grocery store and there's a Saddam behind the cash register and he's like, oh, money please. And then there's another Saddam bagging your groceries.
They have a Saddam impersonator inclusion program.
Welcome to Saddam's.
Yeah, because those guys would have to get jobs somewhere. Imagine like a grocery store chain in Iraq that just staffs Saddam
Hussein
look-alike.
You know
what,
those are the kind of programs that, aren't those like people that make clothes or like are work like lunch lines and stuff?
Slaves?
No, not slaves.
Yep,
they slaves. Work lunch lines.
Well, like there's programs that like specifically try to employ like deaf and blind people and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, like Goodwill does that.
Yeah.
Could you imagine a Goodwill full of Saddam Husseins?
Badwill.
Badwill.
Oh,
like,
no.
I don't see a I don't see a price tag on these sheets, and they're like, oh,
turkeys.
Yeah, they're turkeys.
What?
Then you tell that turkey, you say, hey, turkey, get me one of those Saddam Husseins over here.
Can I have two breasts of Saddam Hussein, Mr. Turkey? since the world has gone mad, now the birds are running the meat counter.
Are they? No, this was Goodwill doesn't have a meat counter.
What?
God, Goodwill doesn't have a meat counter.
He's back at the grocery store.
Oh, we're back at the grocery store.
You donate your lightly used meat.
Ew. Yeah, like you're jumping from setting to setting, and it's confusing.
Spreading disease since Andy took control.
So, guys, I've got a serious question for you. Do you guys remember Ernest from Ernest Goes to Jail, Scared Stupid, Goes to Camp,
yeah.
Rides Again,
it's
and so on?
A staple of American folklore.
James Varney.
Was it James?
Was it
Jim? Oh, Jim Varney. I've never heard him called James.
I don't know him personally, so I call him James.
Yeah, I've only ever heard him called Jim Varney. You're like, James.
Mr. Varney.
Mr.
James Varney.
Yeah, I have a theory that Jim Varney, Ernest P. Worrell, the man who's always talking to off screen, Vern, he's dead now, obviously. But when he was alive, I believe the Vern he was talking to was the ghost of Jules Verne.
Why? He would say, what do you have to back this up?
Because he always said, hey, Vern, let's get in that submarine. He'd always say, hey, Vern, let's get in that time machine. He always Is it Hey Vern?
Let's get into that thing that we traveled around the world in 80 days in. It's not specifically a balloon in the book, but it could be since it was in the movies. Let's go.
Well, don't you remember when Jim Varney had to fight off those underground like ogre people?
I do remember when Jim Varney had to fight a giant squid.
Was it the Grimlocks or something? Who were the bad people in the time machine?
He had to fight off Grimlock.
who are the bad guys in the time machine?
Aren't they Morlocks?
Morlocks. There we go. Yeah. He was always like, hey, Vern, hand me that spear. I got to kill this Morlock.
So wait a minute. Are you telling me that the sewer people from X-Men decided to take upon a name of like mole people, hideous mole people for themselves?
Well, yeah, because they're not too, haughty to like throw out a Jules Verne reference.
Yeah, but that means they could have chosen a different, like, hi, we're hideous Morlocks.
But here's the thing, like, if you're part of a hideous subterranean species, these homunculi, what could you call yourself?
The super fun sewer club.
No, that's not gonna happen. I think it's just amazing that someone flushed a copy of the time machine down the toilet for them to grab.
Oh, people flush things all the time.
Swelled up like a bread box.
This is my really big copy of the time machine with all the words that run.
It's like distended 170 degrees. You're like, oh, I guess I'll flip through this bad boy.
Look, the only word I can read is Morlock, but I've heard Jules Verne is very smart.
Well, the internet's everywhere. They've got to have like an Apple TV or something down there. Someone must have flushed it.
Back when it was on TV.
Yeah, but like back in the old days. See, today a lot more people are flushing like Amazon Fire Sticks, but you couldn't like
don't need this anymore. Bloop.
Yeah, the number one service call that was answered in the mid to late 1800s was like, "Oh, my toilet's clogged again with another copy of the time machine." I was like, "Oh, these kids.
Damn you, Jules."
Well, the time machine is Wells, right?
You're right.
H.G. Wells. Damn it.
So, I guess they wouldn't be called the Morlocks.
our whole bit just came collapsing down around us.
Yeah, thanks, Andy. Way to interject. Go interject some facts into this thing.
I got my co-inventor of science fiction mixed up.
Still, I bet if you're reading Jules Verne, you're probably picking up some H.G. Wells too.
Yeah, I mean, well, the guy flushes whole old timey science fiction collection.
Well, then there's the time that Ernest put Verne in that machine to train him to fight aliens, and then it turned out he was actually fighting aliens the whole time.
Yep, the last Verne fighter.
Yeah. Oh, and there was the time where Jim Varney had to have Verne go and explode all the breath gas.
Oh yeah, yeah,
it's true. Yeah, it was Johnny Verne Boy Tyler in that in that one. Yeah, I think.
Oh my God! Now I need a battle like Ernest saves Battlefield Earth.
Well, he wouldn't save Battlefield Earth.
Sure.
I don't know.
I think
he's
be Ernest colon Battlefield Earth.
Yeah, exactly.
Colon
like,
the
instead
Reckoning.
Of, instead of, like, could you imagine if instead of Barry Pepper, it was Jim Varney in, like, that classic cap and, like, denim vest.
Nice.
And John Travolta is, like, running around shooting the legs off of cows, and Ernest is grabbing his hat and screaming for Verne.
Vern! What's with the damn breath gas, Vern?
What's that with the damn breath gas? Human processing plant, Vern! I think those suckers are cyclos.
Vern, I'm really smart now, Vern!
I think my favorite Ernest movie is when he fires that missile off of that helicopter with that terrorist attached to it and blows up Vern's helicopter.
Classic Ernest.
That's the thing. Now kids will never know. Like Trung, you don't know who Jim Varney is.
No.
So that's the thing. Like,
okay, I don't either.
Here's an easy one. Have you seen the first Toy Story?
Yeah. I may have.
He's a slinky dog.
I may.
Yeah. That doesn't.
Oh yeah.
That's what he looks like in real life too.
Yeah. He died after the first one.
Yeah. Because he was like a pretty legitimate smoker.
Well, he had some pretty terrifying movies where goblins turned kids into stone or some shit.
Well, they were like repurposed clowns.
Yeah, they were repurposed killer clowns from outer space.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. But he wouldn't turn them into stone. He would take the children, turn them into small wooden statues, and put them in the stump of a tree so he could, call forth. But thank God for Eartha Kitt, right? Well,
let's just say that every day. Thank God for
thank
Eartha
God.
Kitt.
Yeah. I'm going to tweet
scary
that
scary Ernest movies. What about when they put him in the electric chair?
For him to, like, and they actually... Like, instead of him dying, he gains electricity powers?
Yeah, that was...
they almost killed Ernest.
But here's the thing. In the 80s, like, you could show kids an endless amount of horrifying shit. Like, and like, putting someone... Okay, number one, sending Ernest to jail is, like, kind of touchy. Like, there's, like, murderers in there. And, like, you know, because remember that scene where, like... that one guy's like lifting weights and Lyle comes over and he's like, hey man, Mr. Big wants his money or whatever. And he's like, I'll get it to him later. So as he lifts the weights, he holds the weights over the dude's dick. So he couldn't let him go or he'd crush his nuts.
What?
Yeah. And then he's like, I'll get it for you tomorrow. And so Lyle pulls the weights back and he drops his, my hands. And like, this isn't a kid's movie.
You have a much more comprehensive memory of Ernest than I do.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've actually... Well, no, I did watch Ernest Scared Stupid a couple Halloweens ago, but I... that's the only one that was on Netflix, as far as I remember.
I've seen all of them so many times. Like, Ernest Saves Christmas. There, me as a child, I would have given anything. I would have given you an arm and a leg or all four to have that Santa bag where you just pull out a ball of light and it turns into whatever you want.
Which is so cool.
Which Ernest movie is it? Is it the Christmas one where he, like, puts on a disguise and he pretends that the back of his pickup is full of snakes?
Oh, that's... He puts on a disguise in literally every one, so it's hard
to... I don't know, Adam, but I want to see it.
It's one of the parts that I remember for no reason.
Yeah, like, he had the character of, like, the grandma who had the neck brace and the huge... And that was the thing, so, like, in Ernest Goes to Jail, Trum, he's in jail, and his plan to get out is to dress up as this woman with this big neck brace, and he looked exactly like my Grandma Rita. So he's like, he somehow in prison got an old woman's dress, a neck brace, a wig, glasses, a walker.
He had to sell a lot of cigarettes and a lot of his own body parts for those.
Seriously! Like, and then the thing that undoes him is, like, he's using, because, you know, of course in the 80s, the way you kept people in jail was you'd chain a giant metal ball to them.
Well, yeah. We were playing Persona 5 the other day, and I commented, like, there's in your dream, like, when the kid wakes up in his dreams, he has one of those big ball and chains. I was like, wow, jail in Japan is from the 1920s.
Yeah, it's fucked. And not only that, but Ernest had two of those on him, and he used them as his boobs.
Oh my
so he
God.
Found a bra that was capable of holding hundreds of pounds. Hundreds!
Military strength.
So, speaking of old things, David, just the other day I was ranting and raving. I said, whatever happened to the Carmen Sandiego franchise?
Like, it's not the 90s anymore, man.
David, Netflix is bringing it back.
Oh, whoopty shit. I bet it'll get as many hits as Fuller House.
I watched some Fuller House. I mean, I couldn't stomach much more than two episodes.
Look, I mean, you say it with disdain, but Netflix is cashing in on our nostalgia.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's weird because, like, there's so many avenues for media to be dispersed now, and it's just like a bidding war for anything that holds any sort of recognition.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, because MST3K, like, you know, they're released now, and I haven't gotten to watch any of those yet.
We watched the first one, and it was good.
Yeah, it was okay.
It was good? Yeah, I'm sure it's good, because, like...
It has a ska band now.
The pedigree is... it has a ska band.
Yeah, it's strange.
Yeah.
Is it like a nightly talk show?
No, like, during the commercial breaks, there aren't any commercial breaks, but they still have it broken up like the old show.
Oh. So they just... I
assume they filmed it before they knew Netflix was going to pick them up.
Maybe.
But who else would take it? Like, it that show bounced from, like, Comedy Central to Sci-Fi and then goodbye. Like,
no, that the only reason it got kicked off of Sci-Fi is because they got a new CEO of the company, and like every CEO, they're like, let's cancel everything. Give me Shannon Doherty. It's time for a prank show.
There aren't enough. That's the thing. Like, all of the TV networks that, you know, most people are familiar with start out as the thing they are. Like, it would be like, okay, so the perfect example is MTV. It's obviously a well-trod, played-out joke, but they played music videos for probably 10 years, and then it was just, like, straight up hillbillies and, like, Jersey trash fucking each other in a big house.
Isn't it, like, all reality TV now?
Basically. Yeah. And then the History Channel went from, like, actual historical stuff to, like, what did Jesus eat? What did Jesus sandals, like, feel like?
Jesus an alien?
Like,
lots of alien stuff on there.
Yeah, it's aliens and Jesus.
During Halloween one year, there was literally, back-to-back on the History Channel, a thing where it's like, exorcisms are totally real. And then it's like, up next, exorcisms aren't real.
Yeah,
what about the Learning Channel?
Now it's just like, you can't get on the Learning Channel unless you weigh over 600 pounds.
Well, I remember when the Learning Channel was like Discovery Channel 2. Now it's all reality television.
Yeah, people, like, decided that learning was stupid, and they'd rather see, like, you know, amateur actors get $500 to improv terrible scenes with each other.
Wait a sec, this is for nerds!
But seriously, just the other day I was listening to a podcast where they're talking about, and this brought me back, remember MTV Spring Break?
Is that a channel?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they're like, you never watched it, Adam?
I don't remember.
It's basically during Spring Break, all they do is, they'd have, oh shit, who's that turd that did Total
Carson
Eclipse?
Carson Daly?
Yeah.
Carson Daly.
Carson Daly
yeah.
would be trotted out next to a pool with all these attractive people, and he'd be like, up next, it's Little Wayne.
Sugar Ray.
And then Little Wayne would sing, and then be like, okay, now we're going to have like a raunchy game show.
Yeah, I remember
yeah,
that.
it was the craziest thing, because and sometimes they would just like go to the pool and be like, let's see that video for XYZ, and they would just play another music video. So meanwhile, like, these jackasses are just hanging around a pool so they can throw it to like a Tool video or whatever.
Up next, it's Power Man 5000.
I don't think anyone stayed around for that.
And that was always Andy's dream, is to be one of the attractive people around the pool.
Yeah, I wanted to be one of the attractive people that they threw it to.
Yeah, and that was two handicaps, because number one, they stopped it, and number two, I don't think they would allow you on set.
Well, obviously the lighting would have to be a little bit different, because I'm a reflector in and of myself.
Yeah, all you need is the right stage lighting, and it'd be fine.
I think Andy should have snuck in there with like a pompadour wig and like some sprayed abs.
Hi, I'm the Fonz.
or maybe like a bowl cut, because it was the 90s. Maybe they give you a bowl cut.
40s MTV.
Yeah, they airbrush some abs on you.
Up next, it's the Big Bopper.
Don't go away, Marvin Richie Berry. Valens. it's your cousin Marvin. Marvin Berry. That was my pseudonym last night. I was Marvin. Marvin Seagal. It's your cousin, Marvin. Oh, okay. Tell me if this is a good idea for a funny sketch.
Yes.
Let's say Chuck Norris is at a dance and he starts kicking people's asses, and I pick up a phone off the stage and I say, Hey, Steven, it's your cousin, Marvin. Marvin Seagal. And I say, you know that thing you're looking for? Well, listen to this. And I hold it, and you just hear a bunch of slapping. Because Chuck Norris is kicking the shit out of people.
It's roundhouses.
It would have to take place like in the 70s, and Steven's, it's me, Marvin Seagal.
Like,
and you just
go
like, slap.
You know what? You could make a whole line of skits that play off of that joke.
Who else could you hold the phone up to so they would hear something? Or what's his name? Oppenheimer?
J. Robert
Oppenheimer Seagal.
Yeah. No, Marvin.
You could do it for the guy that shows up in all the Tremors movies.
Who's Kevin Bacon?
Not Kevin
Bacon.
No, the
guy
one.
Who played Bert.
Oh yeah, what's his last? Well, you Ward? Have to know their last name. That's the thing. Like, you
Burt
can't
Ward
just say the guy.
Yeah, it's just Burt Ward.
It's your cousin Marvin. Marvin Oppenheimer. Listen to this, and I hold the phone out to a nuclear explosion. It's your cousin Marvin Oppenheimer.
And then all you hear is Michael J. Fox going, I have become death, destroyer of worlds.
Yeah. Yeah, it is important that we get Michael J. Fox on board for this.
Yeah, I mean, he could be playing guitar somewhere. Like, maybe he's playing a guitar and they're like a
well,
flash outside.
He's got the goggles on, watching the test.
Oh, but he's still playing a guitar, right?
Yes.
Like,
it goes off
now?
When he plays the final big chord.
I would love to like pan down this row of scientists in white lab coats and goggles, and like doo doo doo. And then there's like Marty McFly holding a blue Stratocaster with goggles on.
So, David, there's a guy standing there. Hey, it's your cousin Marvin. Marvin Williams? Montel, you gotta listen to this. It just cuts to Michael J. Fox shaking around.
Oh, no.
That's fucked, Andy.
You've gone too far this time.
Oh, that's too much.
Made me laugh.
Oh, God. Or, I don't know, maybe, oh, here's a nice period piece. Like, you remember, like, in the 20s, maybe it was the teens of the 20s, when all those sharks were attacking at that Jersey Beach?
Yeah.
Like,
don't
it was... unprecedented. So what I should do is like be in a one piece bathing costume. I run to a telephone booth and I pull the thing off the thing and I'm like, hey, it's me, your cousin Marvin. Marvin Scheider.
Hello, operator.
Listen to this, and I hold out and there's a shark eating a guy.
Oh.
Or maybe I should call Peter Benchley. I'll be Marvin Benchley.
The USS Indianapolis has just crashed.
Oh. There's only one guy.
Sharks.
Someone help me. I shouldn't have taken this thing up by myself.
Well, it seems my hamburger shorts have failed me.
Oh, man. Okay, check this out, guys. So, I don't think I have to explain to you who Jack Horner is, do I?
Well, he sat in a corner.
That's all I know.
Oh, boy. Okay, so Jack Horner is... like, you know, he's one of the two main major players of living paleontology, guys. It's him and Robert Bakker.
Oh, that Jack Horner.
Yeah, that one. Not the one of the nursery rhyme. Mm-hmm. Surprisingly.
Jack Horner sat in a corner dating his curds and whey.
Yeah, he dated them?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean like, finding out how old they were.
Yeah, yes. He's not sculpting a woman out of curds and whey.
Yeah, I thought he was like fucking a
and
bowl
he wasn't,
of curds
he didn't
and
have
whey.
Curds and whey. He had a pie, right?
No.
No, eating his curds and whey.
Yeah. Which is just cottage cheese, guys.
Yeah.
Don't let anyone tell you any different. Yeah, the curds are there, the whey is there, it's cottage cheese.
You're
anyway.
Thinking of, what was the pie one?
I don't know, some guy stuck his thumb in a pie. He's like, what a good boy.
That's Tom Thumb, isn't it?
No. Tom Thumb?
Oh.
Little Boy Blue?
He was tiny.
No, Little Boy Blue has a sword and he kills Geppetto.
What?
Okay, this has gone way off the rails.
Thumbelina.
Anyway, paleontology.
Yeah, okay, so
Jack Horner.
I tweeted to Jack Horner and he tweeted back to me.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
I was very impressed.
I couldn't believe it. When my phone lit up, I was like, oh my god, I immediately snapped a picture of it. I'm gonna frame it and put it on the wall.
Jack Horner, I love you.
If I can get Robert Bakker to tweet at me, I might, like, that might be the pinnacle of my life, and I'll call it quits.
Meanwhile, Jack Horner's saying, when I joined paleontology, they said I would have bitches, and this is all I have? I made him German.
Yeah, I see that. Classic
like,
German,
did he talk like that?
German Jack Horner. No, so yeah, that was one of the high points of my life, because, like, he was one of the first paleontologists, like, so back in the old days, I had this documentary on VHS that was, you know, The Time of the Dinosaurs, and it was him and Robert Bakker. So, like, I've been following this guy's work for 30 years, and he was like, oh, yeah, tweeting to this guy, and I'm like, oh. So, you know.
David Van Der Hoel a little.
Yeah, I almost lost it, like, when he did that. I almost left work. I said, I was going to be like, excuse me, I have to go home. Jack Horner just tweeted me, and she would
have
been like, who's
Jack
that?
Jack off.
I'm currently
I thought you were
going
to say Jack off. I
yeah,
was
I've
like,
go,
oh,
I've got to go home. Jack
Come
Horner.
Come on, baby. those bones.
Why is he Chubby Checker now?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was the Big Bopper.
Yeah, what did the Big Bopper sing?
I don't know the name of the song.
Oh, it's his most famous song. It's Bop It. Twist
yeah. It. That song was written back in the 50s. Took someone till the early 90s to be like, you know what we could do with this?
That's true. There was a lot of bopping and twisting back in the 50s.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't think there's enough... like Hasbro toys based off of famous songs.
Based on 50s dance crazes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, or just any song. Like, Welcome to the Jungle could be a play set where you like running through and like they're large, dangerous cats or whatever.
Hungry Hippos would be terrifying.
Well, that's not based on a song.
Yeah, but if it was made into a movie, think about it.
Just giant hippos eating these huge plastic marbles.
I mean, Hollywood's running out of ideas, so eventually we're going to get Hungry, Hungry Hippos versus Battleship.
But
that's
we
what
already
I was thinking
got
about.
That.
It was like Battleship was a shitty movie. What other things could we make into shitty movies?
All you would have to do is cut off the last like 20 minutes of Congo, and it's Hungry Hungry Hippos.
I don't remember any hippos in that.
They're like the coolest part. Like, okay, so when they get to Africa, and they're all singing California Dreamin' by the river, and they're like, let's shove off, and then it's nighttime, and those hippos totally wreck their shit.
Really, I don't remember that.
Hippos do wreck their shit.
Yeah, my hypothesis was that they were hungry, hungry.
I always thought the coolest part of Congo was Joe Don Baker.
Why would you think that?
Because he's the coolest.
You know what they could do for a Hungry Hungry Hippos movie? Is the hippos that the drug cartel leader left in like Colombia?
Oh, Pablo Escobar?
Yeah, he has hippos that are like going rampant in the rivers down there.
Yeah, Escobar
and they're hungry, hungry for drugs.
Escobar left behind a bunch of animals that he was just like, let them free.
I think we should do like a mashup because like... If what if Hungry Hungry Hippos met Don't Break the Ice?
Or Tornado Rex.
Tornado Rex. I don't remember that. What about Elephant the Elephant?
What?
Tornado Rex was a lot more fun than Elephant. You don't remember that? Like, basically, there was a top, and if you rolled and you had to make your way to the top of this mountain, and if you rolled a certain thing, you let the top loose, and it knocked everybody's pieces off.
Oh, that was a thing too back in the day. All of our board games were like 3 feet tall and had pieces that would like destroy the other players.
Has anybody ever gotten through Mousetrap like successfully?
No. I've never even successfully built that thing. Let alone fucking built it.
Yeah, so here's the thing. Nobody played Mousetrap. Everybody built the thing, put the mice under the trap, activated it once, was like, good job, everyone.
Yeah, no, no, Andy, if you ever got that thing to work, you are one in a billion.
Yeah, I never got the stupid trap to go up and down.
I never even got the things to stay in the goddamn board.
The hell is
it
this?
Always just devolved to this. You take the catapult, you'd put the man on it, and you smash it as hard as you can to see if you can get it to hit the roof. Say, like, fuck that pan, that man's going into orbit.
We've had a very different mousetrap experience.
Well, I think because by the time I got it, it was like a used from some family member, so they didn't like fit into the
Isn't
thing
that just
very
the way
well?
With all of your childhood board games? Like, it's time to play Monopoly. All I have is the thimble and 500 bills.
I don't believe you, Andy. You had 20 copies of Monopoly. You had Seriously. All the pieces.
Yeah, and on top of that, if anyone said, how about we play Monopoly, that's a good sign to
That's
ditch them
leave.
As a friend.
Yeah.
Well, see, everybody, so I just learned the other day that everybody has been playing Monopoly wrong for their entire lives.
What?
Well, now, let me ask you this. Does the new correct way make it fun?
It makes it faster. So,
not fun.
What's the problem?
And when you put, like, there's, it's actually in the rules. If somebody lands on a property and says, no, I don't want that, you auction it off to everybody.
What?
How does that make it go faster?
Because the properties get bought up faster.
Yeah.
But no, like, the buying the property is not what takes so long. It's like trying to, like, it's essentially like training you to be an adult because you have to be like, oh, I've got to set this much aside for mortgage, this much aside for rent. It's essentially like adulting the game, and it's
boring. I'm not saying it's a fun game. I'm just saying making it faster would have made it better.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, whether you spend 30 minutes or 45 minutes with a tube up your ass, like, getting it checked out, making
I'd
it faster isn't
gonna,
not going to make it any more fun. You're just like, oh. Like, you're essentially saying, yeah, let's get this over with quicker. Why not just not start?
I just think it's cool that we've been playing it wrong the whole time.
David, that is pretty cool.
I haven't played Monopoly in over 15 years.
Yeah, because why bother? Monopoly has turned itself from like an actual game in the 20s when like anything other than dying was fun to now it's just like a collectible. Yeah. Like people were like, well, we could starve to death or try and go out and farm and get eaten by a large cat. Or
we could face the depression outside.
Yeah, we've got this board game that would, you know, keep us from dying. And they say, oh, I guess we can play that.
I don't think it keeps you from dying.
It staved off my depression just long enough to find a job.
Yeah, Monopoly definitely fights depression.
In the worst possible way.
it just drives it home. it turns you from depression to, like, despair.
Well, now I'm broke in real life and in the game.
Wife, get me my gun. We traded in a gun for the game.
Give me the plastic gun from the game box.
Yeah. So if you found a gun cheap enough that you could trade for a Monopoly set, there's no way you're killing yourself with it.
Like, you'll be lucky to wound yourself.
Yeah, like that thing. But yeah, that's like,
I've been ripped off. It shoots jelly beans.
Now, do you guys remember playing Guess Who?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, guess Who always worked.
True. That was one of the ones that, like, you
There's
didn't...
There's nothing to break.
It was hard to break down,
there
yeah.
There was so few games that you could actually play and have fun.
Unless, well, guess who was fun unless you played with a cunt?
What do you mean?
Some, you're like, does he have glasses? And they're like, no.
Oh, you mean people that would lie about their character?
Yeah. I guess if you lie, that would make it fun. But like,
it does make it more challenging.
The only person I ever was cheated by during board games was my great-grandmother. She
really?
Yeah. She would we'd play Trouble with the Pop-O-Matic bubble and she would fucking cheat at every opportunity that presented itself. So, I never won.
See,
there's
I used
a lesson to be learned.
When I played Magic the Gathering with Brian and Kevin for the longest time, they're like, "No, it's in the rules. You get to you don't have to shuffle your deck. You can order the cards any way you want and just draw them like you please."
That sounds like bullshit.
It was, like, but cheating. I was young and I just listened to them.
They're like, hey, I can actually load my deck with everything that's cool and nothing that sucks, and I have to give those cards to you, and those are the only ones you can use.
Yeah. You can actually write your own cards. This one says I win.
Oh, damn.
That's
just
a good
an index card. Yeah, that's just an index card he brought from school. This one's just a post-it. The FFOP board game probably could have had a life back then. But since it, like, the market is saturated, I just killed it. There's no way that I could get that off the ground.
If your game's good enough, it shines through.
But that's the thing. Like, go into any game store and there's a million different versions of every type of game.
Yes.
I think all you need to do is go like they did in Parks and Rec and just make a super complicated game.
I think they already have that. It's like Battlefield 1944 and like all those tabletop games.
But that's
those
what I'm saying is like super complicated games are, they're like in vogue in the board game community.
We were playing one just last weekend.
Notice the lack of shock that washed over my face?
It's Kingdom Death
Monsters. It's still there.
Huh?
I think it made David old.
Huh?
I've aged. No, like yeah, the best thing about Kingdom Death Monsters is nobody else ever gets to play it.
The game store that we go to always, you know, because every game store is cut in half and like there's tables on one side and the actual games they sell on the other. I don't know. I don't want to like disparage the differently abled, but it always seems like a meeting of like the special class.
Oh yeah. Well, there's a game store in like there's a poorer city right over the hills.
Impossible.
For the longest time, they had the world record for highest number of ex-convicts in the same city.
Well, they gotta live somewhere.
I don't know. I haven't checked in a while. But I went to their game store to see what sort of stuff they had, except that it was almost like a shitty pawn shop in there. And it was, and sitting at their table was about 300 to 400 500-pound men who had their chairs all the way back so you couldn't get past them. So I didn't even get to see the backside of the store.
Was the guy at the register, was he like behind bars?
No. Yeah, he's behind an inch and a half of Lexan.
He didn't seem interested in helping me at all.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, because there was the one that I took you guys to that has since shut down because apparently, like, if you just have tables and don't sell many games, you don't make enough money to stay open.
That was such a nice store, too.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, you'd go in there, and I'd go in there to get, like, a set of dice or one of those, game books for whatever. And, like, you'd walk around, and there'd just be dudes putting their sandwiches on, like, it'd be, like, a sandwich next to a burnt-out cathedral from the 1200s, yeah. And, like, a little, and I'm like, dude, and then, like, there's pizza all over the place, like, this is fucking ridiculous.
I do like those stores, but they attract, like, an unsavory type.
Oh, yeah, and the
stink. Like white supremacists.
I have not come across many white supremacists.
My wife and I, we were like, okay, we want to play War Machine, and they're doing, like, a journeyman league where it doesn't cost much money, and it's supposed to be everybody is a lower-level player. All these people had played tons of times before, would not tell you the rules, and one of them was like, yeah, my buddy used to own a business in Carson, but because he was a white supremacist, they drove him out. Isn't that sucky? I'm also a white supremacist. Black people suck.
Anyways, I'm Carl.
No, it's always just like fat dudes with ponytails.
See? Well, no, that's not been my experience. Usually it's weedy little guys with a lot of acne that consistently walk up to the women. They're like, hey, you want to fuck?
They're like little goblins.
Yeah, they're like sex goblins.
Where? What? It seems like you live in an alternate dimension where, like, like it's just white supremacists and fuck goblins, and I'm like dealing with normal nerds over here.
I mean, you will get the big guys. Like, there was a Adam and I used to go to the place that's just down the street from us and play this game, Pirates.
Uh-huh.
It was a fun game. Like, You'd buy a deck of cards, but each card was a pop-out pirate ship that you moved around the board. So you popped out the pirate ships and built them, and then
you're always trying to get into Adam's booty.
Yeah,
ha.
Nailed it.
And then the guy who ran it is like this older, chubby guy with a big knobby nose that, even though he was supposed to be like a judge or something, he was a judge. Yeah, his only
Eighth
thing
Circuit
to
Court.
Do. He wanted to murder everyone at every game, and if you beat him, he turned into this huge knobby-nosed freak that was like, get out!
So he would grow?
Yeah, he was huge. He was the Hulk.
Turned into a nerdy Hulk.
He had a huge knobby nose, and when he lost, he grew to the size of his nose!
Of his nose!
His nose just kept growing.
But no, we played this game, Kingdom Death Monsters, and my wife kickstarted it, and she got it for $90.
Jesus,
nobody
H.
ever
Christ.
Gets to play it because...
Tell him how much it costs to buy it now.
Can you guess how much it costs to buy it?
Well, if they fleece you out of $90, I bet some Johnny...
It's a good game.
It's a super
Johnny come lately.
$175.
But no one's playing it with you, you're saying.
No, with all the components that it comes with, the base board game costs $450.
Fuck that. Fuck that so hard that it creates a rift in the time-space continuum and it destroys the universe.
It is so much
Fuck
fun,
it.
Though.
What do you do?
We just had Bernie Sanders die in the game the other day.
Yeah, you get to name your characters, and I was Joe Biden, and Joe Biden murdered Bernie Sanders and drank his blood.
What game are you talking? What is the point of this game?
The point of the game is you are a bunch of people that wake up in a horror land, and you have to create a society and go and hunt monsters.
This sounds eerily like, what was that Goosebumps two-part episode? Shit. Tales of Horrorland or something. Fuck it. Never mind. Moving on.
But it's like it's super fun, and you get to like.
But like terrible
Bernie Sanders murdered somebody
time.
And ate their skull.
Look, so it was cool.
When you pay $400, what are you getting?
$80 to $90.
I'm saying like I'm not going to get that
$90. Oh, what are you getting? You get all of the monster figures. There's four of those
and human figures.
And well, the human figures you can make 40 dudes overall.
Okay.
And there's like
like 500 cards, a rule book, a big old board.
Okay, I have a question that may save this game. Are the materials made out of some sort of precious like gem or precious metal?
Plastic.
Are they? Okay, so you're paying $400 for pieces of plastic and cardboard?
Look, they're very good models.
Well, yeah, of course, for $400.
And
I'd
I'm not
expect...
even saying that facetiously. They're very
I'd
good.
I'd expect nothing less. Yeah, but that, I don't know. It's like board, everything in life is a fucking money sink. Well,
and
but that's
the rule
like
book is a novel in itself.
See, that's, there are people out there who can read a novel's worth of material to be like, now I know how to play this game. But if you stop playing that game for like a month, it's out of your head.
Yeah, we did have to reread the rules.
I used to love playing, was it Mansions of Madness?
Love that game.
But I don't have another 2.5 hours to go through the rules again because there's 10 motherfucking game steps for each player.
I need to buy the new version where you don't need somebody running the game like an iPad app does it.
So you're outsourcing it to robots?
Yeah, robots murder you in a board game.
They're taking our game jobs now. Pretty soon it'll be robot players too.
You took our jobs!
Yeah, you're actually welcoming the singularity.
Skynet for board games is going to come online because of you.
Yeah, Judgment Day stems from Mansions of Madness. Oh, boy.
But yeah, I haven't played that game in years. I'd have to reread all the rules.
Yeah, and I've got like a bunch of different expansions and stuff for it, but
each of them have their own rules.
Yeah, and 10 steps. It's like, okay, now you're entering this phase. And like 45 minutes later, you're halfway through the first player's turn.
That's why we normally end up playing a much simpler game that everybody manages to screw up anyway.
Which one?
Oh, any bluffing game is with our group, it's just like, okay, so you're just a jackass.
Yeah, you're just a dick. Trung.
What?
Yeah.
He's not paying any attention.
Trung has no memory of playing One Night Ultimate Werewolf.
I could be the werewolf.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe.
I might be a werewolf. Oh, I was a villager the whole time.
Oh,
our team lost.
Whoops.
What's the point of this game? To win and have fun? I don't want to do either of those. Says
what
Trung.
Are my other options?
You're like, oh, you know what? I'm actually going to be a gremlin. Oh, we don't have those in this game. It happened.
Yeah. And then somehow we'd have the card.
Damnedest thing.
I don't know. I wish there were, and this is probably not going to happen.
Two different games in there. It's One Night Ultimate Werewolf and One Night Ultimate Trung.
Where nobody wins.
Yeah, where you end up burning down the house from like rage. That game ends in like digging a shallow grave. But like they should bring back more of those like video cassette based games, man.
I was just saying that the other day. I was like, you know what would be great right now. Nightmare.
Or like update it. Make some fucking DVDs.
I have a DVD version of Atmosphere and it sucks butts because they've taken like what was fun about the first game where it was like this ridiculous dude like, hey, what's up? It's me, Gatekeeper Boy.
It's me, the mixture between the Crypt Keeper and Bugs Bunny.
And Andy.
A lot of Andy in there.
And there was a lot of fun stuff where he'd like make you stare at the TV or he'd make fun of your age. The new one is just like, hi.
Well, that's the thing. Like, people, when things get, and this also stems back to like the rebooting of Fuller House and Carmen Sandiego. Like, whoever is rebooting or bringing these things back from the grave, essentially, like, really focuses on the point that no one gave a shit about. Like, you want the guy to be funny, or you want him to be this, or you want the characters to do this, and they're like, oh, what people actually wanted was this completely different thing that makes it suck.
Yeah.
They could do a Nightmare game easily. Like, totally. And they wouldn't even have to give you a DVD or a cassette. Like, they could just It could just be a download online.
Yeah, or put it on YouTube. Be like, hey, just buy the board game and then go to our YouTube page and click on the game you want to play.
Yeah, they could save a ton of money doing that.
Yeah, pull your head out of your asses, guys. It, like, what? It'll cost you, what, $80 for a costume?
Yeah, all you need is a costume, an actor, and, like, the game is just a few plastic pieces and a piece of cardboard.
Exactly. Could we do that? Do you think we could do an FFOP board game that you'd have to go on to YouTube to do?
I think we should try not branding it that first.
What should we try at first?
We should go more the nightmare route, do something themed. Uh-huh. Like,
oh, this is Spooktown.
Yeah, Spooktown, USA.
I don't know. We might get pulled off for...
racism?
Racism.
Oh, you're the racist here.
just be aware. Like, you can't call it Spooktown. You can't call it Chink City. You can't call it Dagoville.
We're going to leave it on the whiteboard, but we'll come up with some other
ideas.
It's
not like it cares. Oh, no, I'm not going
to. It'll be in the maybe section.
Let's call it N-word Jim.
It's called the Jim Crow Laws.
But we could probably.
Game, Scary Coloreds.
Here, let's do that.
Oh, it's so spooky.
Let's rip off. And I hope no one.
Oh, we could sell at least one to Trump.
Well, yeah, of course. But so let's try that. Do you think we could try that? Like, I'll even shoot the video if you guys can do like the board game stuff.
That would take a lot. I mean, Adam could draw the board, and I can take the credit.
All you would have to do is draw the board, and you could go to one of your nerd game stores, buy some generic looking people figures.
I mean, as a prototype.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then,
honestly, I think the toughest part would be something they couldn't do in the old VHS tapes is, and we wouldn't necessarily have to do this with an initial version, but like randomization, I think would go a long way in that game. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So that's why
I don't think we put it on YouTube. You sell the videos from a website like $2.99 for the first bit for like or each new video is like, hey, give us $4.99. Here's another hour of.
So it'd be like expansion packs for the well, board game.
I'm thinking more, it'd be more like a website rather than like a video that you download. Because like when I like the old Nightmare game, but you like, you know, like, oh, this part's coming up. This part's going to happen.
I'm always the old one.
but like if you have like different events that could pop up at different times, like I think that would go a long way with something like that.
Well, I mean, there's, it's got pretty good longevity now because, like, if you know something's coming up, you can sort of plan for it and sort of foist it onto somebody else. Yeah. So that's another, I don't know. We'll put that on the back burner. Nobody steal that idea.
Nobody listen to that
TM,
last part.
TM.
I don't want any of the four of you listening to steal that idea. So
time for Creepshow Jake looks like I have two.
That was our brainstorming session.
Yeah, that was our new segment, brainstorming about stuff. I can't wait to see what we brainstorm about next time. But let's keep the show moving. Check in with Andy and see what he's got for us in this week's Creepin' on Craigslist.
I have looked upon the dark corners of the internet. I have seen satanic rituals, bees in jars, and adult infants. I pushed through this jungle and beheld bathtubs of noodles and desecrated train tracks. Still, I moved on, not knowing what horrors I would uncover. The darkest heart of the Congo and the Amazon were paradise compared to this. I'm still here. It won't let me leave. But perhaps the tales I uncover will keep you from making the same mistake. This is Creeping on Craigslist.
Boom. Andy, before you go, I want to give you a list of give a list of characters to Adam for the game.
Okay.
So we're going to need Hobo, the hooker, Adam Hubbard, lobster ghost detective, Gina Fustamatelli, Italian butt detective, and Judge Trung from Small Claims Chop.
What about Butt Chuggington?
Oh, yeah, Butt Chuggington. And we can even have the guy who works at the Total Wine who chases him out of the store every time. Butt Chuggington!
You get out of here.
Oh, I still got to make my wine glass that leads to into a clear plastic tube that I can shove into my butt.
Anyway.
Top me off.
Here we go. I'm looking for a larger dude, 33 to 45, to text with money. Reno.
To text with money?
It says text with $2 signs. Money, money.
Ooh. Oh, to text with for money. Got it.
I think.
Cha-ching.
Hi, James. I'm 28. White and looking to hire someone to text with on a daily basis. I'm not James. I don't think this ad is for me.
No, I think he needs to find someone named James.
Let's see. Show of hands. Any James here?
Hmm? Oh, Trung. No, put your hand down.
Oh, was that your middle name? Trung James?
Trung James Ha?
Yeah.
You must be open-minded and down for some unusual conversation.
Mm. How unusual?
We'll get there.
Well, and does he have to have the person live in the Reno area?
I don't know. I mean, it says Reno, so I assume he wants us to eventually go somewhere else. If this is a dude. I don't know if this is a dude. I can assume his name is James.
He's looking for a discreet meat, and I've got the discreetest meat right here. $2.99 a pound.
My dick's like a ninja.
It'll cost you 87 cents.
I'm offering $40 a week to text with me during the day.
See, that's not bad. Like, I could text a dude for $40 a week, depending on how many texts.
Can you imagine a shrunken, 3-inch-tall woman, kind of like Thumbelina?
Like, yeah. When he says that, I pictured, like, somebody who's been, like, dehydrated down to that size.
So someone who's been mummified, like, they took their skeleton out and shrunk him down to a
horrifying, jerky woman?
Yeah, imagine that.
Grandma dried apple face.
If you're interested, shoot me a message. We can go over the details of the arrangement. Must be able to text during the daytime. That's all from that ad. I just thought it was, you know.
Well, I want to know what he wants to talk about, because $40 a week, that's nothing to sneeze at.
I think he wants to pretend that you're Thumbelina.
Huh. But he wants a dude. He wants a big dude.
Maybe that turns him on. A big dude imagining that he's a tiny woman.
Or maybe he's a big dude and he wants to talk about small women with another big dude.
Oh, he wants to start a book club about the book Little Women.
But he didn't mention Little Women. He mentioned Thumbelina.
He did mention Little Women. He says a tiny 3-inch-tall woman.
So, David, did you hear that the NES Classic has been discontinued?
No.
Well, it was a fun idea that Nintendo didn't want to make any money off of. But that is this next guy's game, free NES Classic, if you make out with me for 5 minutes.
Oh, anyone can?
Well, you must be female, not hideous, and no Damn dudes. It. I assume that no must be a female and no dudes. That's like the same
thing.
Must be female, no dudes, badges only.
X chromosomes only.
My friend bet me $100 I couldn't find a girl to make out with me for 5 minutes for a free NES Classic. That's not free.
Well, okay, so refresh my memory. An NES Classic is that one that came preloaded with games?
Yeah, 30 NES games.
Well, it, with Nintendo bleeding you dry with every iteration of their systems offering on a virtual console, why bother putting them on a piece of hardware?
I think that's what they decided on. It's like, oh, we're about to start the Switch virtual console, so why would we have this device floating around that gives people
exactly
games for $60?
Yeah, it's like, oh.
But they're older games, right?
Yeah. But yeah, Nintendo does that with their consoles anyways. They put their old games on there for $5.
They're always
each
available. Yeah, exactly. Aww. So it was poor planning yet again by Nintendo.
I mean, I could see the nostalgia value for having an old-looking system on your shelf.
But wasn't it, like, tiny? It was, like, the size of a loaf. Or
it
not
is
a
tiny
loaf, but is it? Like a slice of bread. Yeah, it's, like, little.
Is that the picture of it?
Yeah, but look at the controller next to it.
I mean, I don't remember how big they used to be.
I can go find one right now. Not the classic, but I'm not ugly, so you'll probably like it.
Oh, you'll like it.
I don't know. Like, what does it stop with making out, or does he have wandering hands?
If you're making out for 5 minutes, I assume those hands are going to wander.
And there's more than just kissing.
Also, there's not a booth.
maybe that's the he goes below the belt for the extra controller.
Oh dear. This is 100% serious, so don't be one of those people and FLG
and flag.
Fuck
flug.
Oh, I was gonna say fuck Lou Gehrig.
I think on Craigslist you can flag them to get like taken down or something.
Oh yeah.
Email me,
yeah,
ladies. I don't know why I'm making the phone call thing with my hand right now.
Email me. Hello.
Is this thing on? Let me adjust some
internet?
Invisible knobs.
Internet. Hello.
And I got one more for you, David.
Okay.
There's no title, but it says body, skinny, height, 5'1", age 22.
All right. I like it so far. If it's a woman.
Walked into Starbucks after a heavy night of drinking and burritos. There you were. Tall, bearded, most beautiful eyes I've ever seen.
Could be a woman.
This person, I bet. Let me look into the future a little bit.
Put the envelope up to your head.
This person. Okay, here it goes. This person blew up that Starbucks bathroom with their horrible hangover shit. Okay, go ahead, Andy.
Wasted no time, walked right in front of you, looked right at those handsome, stunning eyes, and asked, like farts?
Oh, what? No.
Then I turned around, lifted my leg up, and exploded all over you.
Oh, God.
So, is this a woman? We haven't got confirmation on anything yet.
There is no confirmation at all.
It's ambiguous.
You told me my fart smelled just like your dad's, and then you bought me coffee because of how impressed you were.
This did not happen.
What?
This did not happen. This is fan fiction. This is Starbucks fan fiction.
This is David's cousin making up a Craigslist
ad. Oh, yeah.
Now all I want to do is let my precious farts out all over you.
My precious farts? Yeah.
All the preciousness.
Yeah. Each one leaves behind a diamond.
Maybe this person's a fart hoarder.
Oh, yeah.
I was the short, skinny blonde. It is a woman. I was the short, skinny blonde who cut in front of you, I assume.
Could be a short, skinny blonde man.
So this woman, possibly a man, cut in front of a tall bearded fellow, farted on him, and he rewarded her by buying her coffee.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, David, you're not going to get free coffee if you don't take risks.
That's the thing, man. Women can, you know, they obviously don't ever point this out because, you know, but like women can do anything to a dude and they will still want to fuck them. Whereas a man can do almost nothing to get a woman to fuck him.
It's true.
Immediately.
In fact, the less you do, the better chances you have.
Yeah. Like if a woman can go into a bar and be like, hey, check this out. And like run her finger under your nose after sticking it up a dead squirrel's ass. and the dude will be like, oh, whoa, let's fuck.
I don't think I would.
I know it was a dead squirrel.
Yeah, but it smells bad.
But if she were hot, Adam, would you do it?
If it smells like carrion, then no, I'm not going to.
Well, wouldn't you at least ask a follow-up question to maybe open the door for fucking later?
Did you stick your finger in a dead squirrel?
I don't know if you could tell who's a squirrel just by smelling, but I don't have your predator natural smelling.
That is true. My predator natural smell does come into play here.
Squirrel.
Dead squirrel.
Anyway, David, she says hit her up.
Well, but here's like get they it. Were hitting it off, and she like didn't get the guy's number.
Just fart. Oh, coffee. Gotta go.
So she blasted her butt trumpet on this guy's leg. Probably.
She runs up to him and goes, "Turn down for what?"
And then she just starts playing her butt trumpet in the guy's face.
Remember butt trumpets in that song?
I wish I had one of those old keyboards that you could like sing into, and then it would make the notes of the keyboard. That.
Oh yeah.
I would completely re-record that song with my own fart. I don't know. Like, this woman, number one, is fake. But number two, if it were real, she should have gotten the dude's number closely thereafter the fart was laid.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to guarantee that if this was real, like, and he bought her that coffee, they sat down and drank it together.
Yeah, but no, David, she got very embarrassed after that. She was still, I imagine, she said drinking and burritos. Maybe she was still slightly drunk, and then she realized what she did was inappropriate.
She was hungover. She was in no mood to woo anyone.
But then why bring it up here? Be like, hey, you're the guy I met at the coffee shop, and I'm incredibly embarrassed, but here's the thing that I did. I busted ass on you. And the detail of the drinking and the burritos beforehand, that's useless information, too.
Well, I think the burritos played a part.
I think this is somebody trying to, oh, maybe we should do that. Here, maybe we should do that next week. We should put out a Craigslist ad outlining an insane scenario and see if it, like, gets a hit.
See if it gets any traction.
Yeah, it's a small net, but there's a one fish out there that fits in that net, I bet.
Okay, Dave, I'm gonna knock this last one out, and there's no punctuation, so here we go.
Okay.
The title is Vampire Singer Seeking Vampire. In
Issaquah. Someone who doesn't sing.
I'm a vampire singer seeking my vampire, my soul bonded one, to do music with me. My name is Anna Andreoli. Please see my YouTube channel and my goggle. Plus, I am singing my entire life and filming for 4 years. I sing Baye Balo songs from Finland. I hope you know the songs and look like him. I am very romantic, and you must be more than 6 feet with dark long hair and love red wine and ciggies. Message me, darling Anna.
You didn't roll the R's on the romantic.
They're romantic.
Romantic.
What is this girl's YouTube page, Andy?
Her name is Anna Andreoli, so you can look that up.
Anna
Andreoli.
And check out her goggle.
Yeah, check out my goggle plus.
Oh shit, here she is. She has 7 videos.
Is she a vampire singer?
That's what, yeah, she really is into him.
You mean the Lord?
He who is I am?
No, that sort of fey-looking singer.
Yeah, everybody was really into him, and I don't think I've ever heard one of his songs.
The villain from Powerpuff Girls?
Yes.
Guys, one of her videos is, whoops, one of her videos is her videotaping a YouTube video on someone else's phone.
What?
She, yeah, look it up. Go to Anna Andragoli.
She's going to get so many hits today.
What? Well, fuck, how was her name again?
Anna Andragoli.
Avioli.
Yeah, so the third video is, or maybe the second one is too.
It looks like all of these are
videos of videos.
Yeah, they're videos of people's phones playing videos.
Oh, here we go. Here's a continuation. Anna Andragoli, metal singer. I'm a metal singer singing my entire life, filming for my channel since December 13, 2013. I'm a vampire singing all night. I'm a vampire sleeping all day. I am 13 years. I love black veil brides, coffin. I'm very romantic. Searching for my vampire, my soul bonded one. I love you, darling Anna Andragoli.
I think it's 1,313, not 1313.
Yeah, maybe.
No, she says it 1313.
How you spell Andragoli?
Andragoli. If you look up her video, Via Valo, the Sacrament, Anna Andragoli, Seattle, Washington, the video that she is recording on somebody else's phone has not started playing yet. She has not pushed play. I'm looking at a still of a phone
anyway,
ready to play a video.
Really skewing her numbers today.
She has one subscriber. It's her mom.
Yeah, 17 views on that video. Probably now 18, thanks to me.
No, if you don't subscribe.
Yeah, subscribe. What was the last video she put up? This was like days ago.
One day ago.
Fresh.
She put up a song a day ago.
Wow. This bitch is getting out there. Seven times.
Seven times.
Anyway.
Surely puts herself out there a few times.
Is that like, should we do that? Should I record Trunks' phone playing a video?
Yeah. They can't get you with that copyright strike.
Or, so that Anna doesn't sue me, I'm going to record Trung's video of him recording a video on someone else's phone.
Of her video of a recording.
Oh.
Wow.
It just goes deeper.
Oh, a lot of layers.
What sort of inception is this?
Yeah, we're going to get like 9 layers deep, and then I'm going to dedicate it to her. All right, so that was like, what, 4 Craigslist ads?
Yeah, they were all really short, though.
The video is going to look like when you're looking into two facing mirrors.
Yes, that's what I that's what I'll do too. It'll be me holding up a phone, recording it with my other hand, and just go to infinity. I'll send her a message and I'll say your move or something like that. Like the ball's in your court.
And then the Yu-Gi-Oh song starts. Your move.
And I'll say, Blue Eyes White Dragon, go.
Nerd. Yes, tell her you're gonna send her to the Shadow Realm.
Yeah, I'm gonna say. And then when I play the video, my voice will get instantly deeper for some reason.
It's me, David.
Hey, you guys want to play Yu-Gi-Oh?
Time to kick ass.
You know, something like that. Why did his voice do that, by the way?
Because there's another person living inside of him because of his necklace.
Yeah, he has like a spirit or something.
An Egyptian prince who also happened to be a weedy little Japanese boy.
Which is bizarre, because usually...
Japanese boy.
He looked the exact same as him, so I can only assume there's some...
That was the one thing I could never wrap my head around, because the Egyptians usually look like Egyptians.
So, the one thing you couldn't
think about Egyptians.
The one thing I couldn't wrap my head around was that it's not that they're using highly advanced holographic technology for nothing but card games.
No, I was on board. I was like, yeah, of course. We're living in a universe where technology serves nothing but card playing.
And also, if you lose at that card game, sometimes your soul gets sent to hell.
Yeah, or you just straight up die. Like the
they stole my card. Oh, Yugi, Grandpa, are you dying because somebody took a card?
Yeah,
my
and
heart
Grandpa,
take it.
Like, why didn't Grandpa ever grow up? He probably should have packed those in like 60 years ago.
Grandpa was Peter Pan.
Oh, but he aged
because he drank from the wrong cup.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so he was Indiana Peter Pan and the Temple of the Yu-Gi-Oh cards. God, you guys references.
Temple.
You guys, your references are all over the place today.
References are off the hook, bro. Everybody
it's like a
that.
Fire hose, just spraying references from all over.
Got to have 3 men on that hose so it doesn't start spraying all over the place.
Seriously, we're like, ugh.
Right now it's just Andy on it. It's flailing about wildly.
Oh, yeah, God, like, Dino Riders are getting everywhere.
Yeah, Adam and I are just watching Andy fight this fire hose of references, and it's not a pretty sight. Huh. Probably should just turn it off and roll it back up.
Someone help me, street sharks are coming out.
Charge the line.
So guys, I guess that's it, right?
Yeah.
Because Chris doesn't do the news anymore and I got nothing left. So let's start wrapping it up with a round of staff recommendations. Yeah, yawn Dude. Into that mic, Trum. Louder next time. Staff recommendations.
Good soundbite.
I don't know if I want to throw a recommendation behind Use Your Words, because it's...
I will. That's mine.
It sounds all like right. a good game. It just has a bad fan base.
Well, not only that, but like it's the you questions need- themselves are too juvenile to like get any. Like, it was definitely made for a younger audience
well,
than what.
We'll have to try it out sometime and see if well, it's different
it was,
with yeah. everyone.
It was more fun with people that you knew, and you could reference things that True. Other people knew.
Yeah, my favorite part about that game was like for three games straight, it was just like an FFOP roast.
I was gonna say we could make a lot of fun of David if we play.
Yeah, like mm-hmm. these people, did. Like even like the two people who just like popped in to fill in the extra spaces, like it was vicious and hilarious.
Yeah, they learned after like two or three rounds, and we were all making fun of it.
Yeah, like Mata and Joe and RJ, like it was relentless and hilarious.
How many people can play at once?
Six.
And you can be a spectator and vote for like the funniest or grossest or whatever.
Except like so like I guess in the Jackbox games, if somebody votes for your stuff, you actually get points. It's not just like, oh, here's a consolation prize, kid.
Yeah.
Oh, so like a spectator can be a points too?
No, the spectators don't get points. They give points.
No, that's why I said give. Yeah. Oh. So that but this one you like get awards. So
I'm on board with it.
It all comes out in the wash. But every time I play, I will text you guys.
Okay.
Oh, I get an automatic notice on my phone. I'm usually just working.
Well, yeah, but that's the thing. Like, if you got that notice, it's already too late. Like, your spot has been called by 17 other 13-year-olds.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not like, guaranteeing anything, but we definitely won't play if you don't tell us you're playing.
Well, but there's still a 99.9% chance you won't play, even if I do text you.
I'll usually jump in for a round.
All right, well, keep your
if
eyes
I'm allowed
open
for that. In, and you don't allow some guy named Potato.
I know. Potato was nailing it. Hard score.
Butt sucking fuck.
Butt sucking fuck. All right. I guess I'll put half my recommendation towards that.
Half of it. And just save the other half.
I'll save the other half for later. Maybe next week I'll do one and a half. Andy, what do you got for us?
Well, the new season of Mr. Science Theater is out on Netflix. Movies. If you ever want to see another season, you should watch these ones. And we watched the first one, and it was Reptilicus.
It's pretty
How many, it was like 13 episodes, I thought?
14.
Alright, not
based
bad.
Based on the titles of many of these movies, I'm looking forward to the rest.
Well, the first one was a Danish movie?
A Danish, like, giant monster movie.
And it had, like, a Danish comedian in it for no reason. And he looked like the Danish version of Andy Griffith.
So, here's the thing. I don't know. For MST3K, I'm pretty hard set in the Mike camp because I was never a huge Joel fan.
I always liked Mike more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jonah's pretty good.
I hope
because it's a whole new cast. So it's a whole new.
Who plays Crow and Tom?
Different guys.
Thank you.
I don't know.
Take
names.
That.
Nailed it.
Some different right. boys.
So it's not just replacing the main guy and having a little bit of a different chemistry. It's like a whole new dynamic.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll check it out. What do you got for us, Adam?
Well, I just went and saw the new King Kong movie yesterday.
Ooh, Skull Island. Was that good?
It was pretty good. They're trying to create a franchise there. I mean, well, yeah, obviously it already has a franchise, but...
They're building toward the end of Godzilla versus King Kong.
Well, that seems like what the next movie's going to be, possibly.
But isn't Mothra in that movie, too?
Well, if you wait till after the credits of the King Kong movie, they allude to a lot of the other monsters.
Why can't that just be in the movie? Why does everything have to be given to you after 40...
You don't want to pull a Batman versus Superman thing and just say, it's Batman and Superman. Oh, and these other people are here, too. We never explained them. Bye.
Wonder Woman's here. Doomsday, bye!
I
think the Marvel formula works best is where people get their own movies, and then you do the big group thing.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Welcome to Suicide Squad. Look at this Indian guy. We never gave him a name, and now his head's gone. Bye.
Yeah. That's how they did him on SVU too. Like he was out of there like for no reason. Maybe he's just like shitty to work with. They're like, we got to get this guy out of here.
We gotta kill this guy.
But where is like the new Godzilla? Yeah, the new Godzilla movie. The monster fights are really cool, but the story and like the people characters are not that engaging.
Well, that's the thing. Nobody is going to a Godzilla movie to give a fuck about Kick-Ass and his shitty family.
But that is the way that Godzilla movies have. Everybody always remembers Godzilla movies fondly from their childhood. You go back to watch them.
They're not good.
It is 99 minutes of Japanese people going, oh, what are we going to do about Godzilla? Godzilla's around. Does anybody know what to do about Godzilla? Godzilla shows up for 1 minute, dies or something, and then they're like, oh, thank God.
But the new King Kong movie, it's not, like, it's a much better story than the Godzilla movie, but it's not a fantastic story. It's as good as it needs to be to fill in the gaps between monster fights.
Yeah, and that's all it should be. Like, I don't give a fuck about these, like, human characters. Like, you don't go to a murder, like, not a murder. You don't go to a murder.
You don't show up at a murder without a story.
Yeah, show up to that murder and, like, hey, you have some backstory. No, but, like, you don't go to, like, a kaiju movie for, like, what all the little people who are getting smashed under the feet of the monsters.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's, that could have gone one of two ways. Like, because in the old ones where it focuses on the people, when they rebooted it, it should have been, like, Monster City all the time. Like, here's the monster doing something cool, and then you see people like, oh, look at that, it's scary. Cut back to those fucking monsters.
Yeah, but I enjoyed more. This movie. If they can keep up that quality, I look forward to the rest of them.
I think so. I think Marvel really set up the formula for a lot of other people to sort of emulate.
But except a lot of other people were like, oh my god, Marvel has such a huge leap. Like, Marvel started this race 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And we just started our movies 2 years ago. Should we just jump ahead to Justice League?
Well, no, I'm not talking about DC. DC is constantly, like,
they're fucking it up.
Yeah, DC is the turd that you just can't flush. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about other people starting other franchises, like the Godzilla. Like, if you're going to start a franchise, look to Marvel. Don't look to DC.
Don't just jump ahead and be like, we've got all these properties. Should we just smash them together?
Yeah, like, starting in media res is one thing. Then you're like, oh, I'm interested. But starting 50 years in the future and having to, like, tell it through stories, that's too much. Too much. All right, so, Trung, did you have anything?
I started listening to the last book in the Wayward Pine series, The Last Town. And it's starting pretty well.
That's the thing. That's one of those trilogies that probably could have been condensed to one good book instead of three mediocre ones.
But I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, I'm sure it's, you know, okay. Do you guys remember what I talked to about the Megalodon book?
Yes.
So the same guy wrote a book about the Loch Ness Monster that I downloaded, but I haven't gotten a chance to listen to yet.
Which Megalodon book? Was it Meg?
Yeah, Meg.
Yeah, I think I read his Loch Ness Monster book, and it was pretty good.
It was good? Yeah, I mean, the Megalodon book wasn't bad, and I'm going to start picking up that series, but when I saw The Loch, I was like, yeah, this is going into my phone.
Into my trash brain.
I think he wrote another book that I really enjoyed about, like, a military submarine that had, like, an AI intelligence or something.
Possibly. It seems like his claim to fame was the Meg series, and then when... Like, that's the thing. You have to stick to... And part of it was his description at the end is like, oh, I've been studying these things for years. I know all about megalodons. And then he comes out with the Loch Ness Monster book, and I'm like, okay, what research did you do for this one, you fucking jackass?
I made it all up!
You jackoff.
I stared at that one photo that was definitely a hoax for hours, and then I wrote this book.
I am an expert.
Yeah, he can tell you exactly what that guy's hand looks like sticking out of the water. Anyway, fistfulofpodcasts@gmail.com is the email. The, what you call it, the RJ books, if you want one of those, let me know. The anthology's coming along, just got two or three more stories to get turned in. So that's going well. The cover, I just got approved. Big news, got the cover approved by Amazon, so we're good to go there.
Yeah.
I guess that's it. You know, we're on Twitter and Instagram and all that shit. Like, if you don't know social media and you don't know we're on it by now, like, what the fuck, man? Like, if only we had an intern to, like, if only we had an intern to do pick up some of this fucking mindless busy work.
Yeah, Joe.
Lazy asshole. Trum, too. All right, so until next week, I am The Loch.
I'm still Trum.
I'm Krista.
I'm Andy.
And I'm an expert on Loch Ness Monsters.
So remember, kids, if you've been blessed with Predator natural smell, use it for good. See you next week.
So long, suckers!
Predator natural.